Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to class 7 of Divine Femme, where today we're talking about self-worth and receiving more. And this quality of receiving is such a feminine quality. It's really a representation of being in our feminine energy when we are open and receiving. So when we're looking at masculine energy, we would have started to explore this in class 3, the class on masculine feminine. You know, we're often thinking about that energy that is like an initiator, a forward movement, action-focused energy. It's an energy where we are focused on a destination or a goal, where we are heading towards a destination, and that's what we're focusing on, and where we are taking action and taking the initiative to get things happening and moving. Yeah, that's really when we're tapping into that more masculine side of our energy. But when we're connecting with our feminine, and maybe you would have already become aware of this as you've begun exploring the various qualities of your feminine and what helps you connect with her energy, I actually feel that's much more of a leaning back type of energy. So the masculine is that sort of leaning in, making things happen, moving forward. Feminine's much more leaning back, opening, allowing, softening, relaxing into the moment, flowing with the moment, almost being held and guided by the moment or by the energy or by what you're feeling. So I very often see it as like a leaning back. And actually, through leaning back, just notice what happens here with the energy. When you lean back, you actually pull the energy towards you. When you're forging forward, you're kind of charging into the energy, stepping into the energy, and maybe cutting through it or breaking through it. When you're leaning back, you're actually magnetically and energetically pulling it towards you. So coming into this state of receptivity is really a feminine way of being and living. And today we're going to be exploring how you feel about receiving, how you feel about being in the energy of giving and the energy of receiving. We really need balance between both. Both are equally as important and valuable. But as a woman, there is so much beautiful work that we can do around receiving to allow life to just become more magical and beautiful and enjoyable without huge amounts of effort on our part. Because we're sort of trained to think, well, the way that I get things in my life or make things happen is through being in that sort of masculine step into action, off I go and go do things. So I output my energy to get results, to get what I want. Coming into this feminine, we'll talk about this in next class too around magnetism, is, oh no, I can lean back and open up to have the energy flow to me. And that's another way to get what I want, is to just simply receive it and allow it to flow to me. So this is what we're going to be talking about in the class today. I mentioned in the workbook, if you've read through that, that a lot of us as women do feel typically more comfortable being in the giving energy rather than the receiving energy. And even just think about this as a starting point. Do you feel more comfortable giving or receiving, and why? Now, as women with these big, generous hearts, I've spoken about this before, these big, generous, loving hearts, we are so caring and compassionate, we're empathetic, we can tell what's going on for other people. We like there to be peace, we just want to make the peace, in relationships, at work, in our families. And so we're always looking at, what can I do? What can I give here? What can I contribute? What can I bring to this situation? How can I bring more love, more attentiveness, more affection, more care, more kindness in order to create the outcome here that I desire in this situation? And that's beautiful. But we're often overgiving. And can you relate to being someone who overgives? And how do we know we're overgiving? Well, you'll sort of start to know by how you feel. Because of course, it is your nature to want to give, and you'll feel, you probably have a very generous heart in that you actually enjoy giving to others, giving to your work, giving to your family, giving to whatever it is, that outflow of energy, particularly from your heart. You probably really enjoy it. But we can start to notice that perhaps it's imbalanced and we're not receiving in return, if other things then play out around that giving later. So maybe in the moment the giving felt really good, but later do you notice yourself feeling resentful? Do you then notice yourself feeling exhausted and depleted from the amount of energy that you've output? Are you noticing that everyone else is getting their needs met, but your needs aren't getting met? Are you feeling unheard, unseen, invisible, not acknowledged, not important, and that you're always the one having to put in the effort, for example, or having to give to the situation and you don't feel that it's being reciprocated? Now that's when we start to notice, oh, something's out of balance here. And there's a couple of things we can do when we notice there's an imbalance in giving and receiving energy. First of all, we can look at, and I encourage you to do this in the workbook, and this can be a little bit of a confronting thing to kind of unpack in yourself, but sometimes we need to look at what is the motivator behind me giving. And it can all be a bit intertwined and might be quite subtle to really kind of notice this, but there are definitely those times where you give just from the generosity of your own heart because you feel to, and it actually feels really good to give. And when you give in those moments with complete detachment, not wanting or needing anything in return, and simply doing it because it feels really good, it's really light, and then there's nothing else that really goes on around it. You perhaps don't even think about it again. But we need to look at sometimes we're giving so that we can get without realizing. Sometimes we are giving affection, love, kindness, care, because we think it will make other people like us more. We think it will please them. So this is where people-pleasing patterns begin. You know, if I show you that I'm generous and loving and kind and amazing, then you're going to like me more. Sometimes we're giving to get our needs met, because rather than knowing how to speak up and ask for what we want and need, we think, well, if I just give, then that will then get me back in return what I want as well. So sometimes we're giving with an agenda. We're giving to get things back in return. We're giving to make other people happy. We're giving to get our needs met. We're giving because we think we should. There's a whole heap of reasons. And this is where the energy balance starts to get out of whack. So I encourage you to work through that and just unpack that. And something that I also ask you in the workbook is to think about, in order to receive back from that, or in order to receive in general, so to receive back from the energy you output, or just to receive in general, who do you typically think you need to be, and what do you think you typically need to be doing to be earning that? Because again, sometimes there's this kind of feeling of like, the more that I give, the more I've earned what it is that I want to receive. The more that I'm a good person, a kind person, a compliant person, the more that I feel like I deserve what it is that I want to receive. I know for me, sometimes in my work, it's like the more effort and work I put in and value I deliver, the more safe and comfortable I feel receiving money. Because I'm like, yeah, I've put in enough to warrant receiving back in return. So these are just things to explore is how do you feel about giving and receiving? Where are you perhaps giving in order to receive something? And who do you often feel like you need to be, or how do you need to show up, or what do you need to do to actually be feeling worthy and deserving of receiving back in return in those situations? Again, this, like I said, this can be triggering and kind of confronting work, and it can take some time to unpack because these patterns can be really ingrained and we may not realize quite why we're doing things. But I remember this when I first started dating the person that I'm seeing now. I was so generous. And as women, we do this a lot. I would try to constantly show him how amazing it was to be with me. You know, I'd cook him dinner and my house was always beautiful when he came over. And I was very generous with my affection and compliments and wanted to show him that I was this beautiful energy to be around by constantly giving all my energy to him. And without realizing, I was trying to prove to him that I was enough. I was trying to prove to him that he should love me and want me. And I remember when I dropped that, it was sort of just a realization. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to close off my energy, but I do need to just pull it back a little bit into myself, because I was leaking it everywhere. I was just leaking it all over him. And so what I kind of learned to do in that relationship is to still have this beautiful, generous, loving heart and to radiate that energy when I was around him, but to learn how to hold it a little more within myself and to learn how to lean back a little bit. So rather than when I'm with him, throwing my energy all over him and actually being in the giving energy, which would sometimes cause him to lean back, I began practicing how to lean back into my own energy, sit in the generosity and love and amazingness of who I am, and just be in that. Just sit and radiate that. And I pulled my energy in a little bit. It just felt like reining it in a little. And through doing that, that pulled him more towards me as part of this energy balance that was going on, and actually gave him the space and room to give to me as well. So I remember when I became aware of that, it really shifted things for me when I became aware of really how much I was leaking my energy in order to prove to him that he should be with me. All right, so when I ask you here to look at, are there any areas where you are giving more than you are receiving, I want you to get honest around why that might be. So like I said, in my relationship, I was giving to try to prove to him that he should be with me and I was valuable. And I also wasn't courageous enough to speak up in the moments that there were things that I wanted or needed from him. And this is very often the thing that blocks us actually receiving more, is when we become resentful or upset or hurt that we're giving so much and not getting back. But we have to get honest. Have I spoken up to have a courageous conversation around what I need in this situation to ensure I can get my needs met? Am I actually even aware of what I want or need in this situation? Maybe I'm not, because I'm so focused on the other person. Again, I did that in the relationship. I stepped back. I remember thinking, Connie, you're doing a beautiful job of giving yourself and your energy and your love to him. But what do you want to be receiving? Pull your energy back in a little bit and have a think about that. What do you want to be receiving? Is there a place where you need to speak up and communicate that to him? Is there, can you just step back a little in your energy and give him room to take initiative? Because maybe there wasn't any room because I was doing so much. So it's important for us to take responsibility for the role that we're playing in why we're actually not receiving what it is that we want. So I take you through some exercises here to really think about what you want to receive in so many different areas, in your career, your friendships, in your partnership at the moment. What do you want to receive more from the universe? How do you want to receive more money, more love, more support? Because this is the other thing that happens. We become sort of resentful that we're not receiving what we want, but maybe we're not actually really clear what it is we want to be receiving. Do you know what you want more of in each area of your life? And give yourself full permission to ask for more here. Asking for more means that you believe you are deserving and worthy of more. Because why not? Why not? Why shouldn't you have everything that you want? Why shouldn't you be receiving abundance in every area of life? Why shouldn't you be getting all of your beautiful needs met? And I remember that was what allowed me to call in a different relationship this time around, was I stopped accepting the scraps more. And I began to hold the standard that I would only tolerate more. So I chose what it was the bare minimum of what I wanted to receive, and I wouldn't allow myself to receive any less. Now that's fierce self-love and self-worth. That's not being a demanding queen or bitch or whatever, you know, you might come up with, you know, a bit of a diva was kind of the word I was looking for. It's actually really saying this is the level at which I want to receive from life. So I encourage you to explore that and actually to notice and pay attention to what comes up for you around that. Where do you notice stories, discomfort around, I can't possibly ask for that much, say in a financial setting. Maybe stories around, I can't possibly ask that from my partner. He'll think I'm being too demanding or too needy. you know, I couldn't have that difficult conversation with my friends and say, you know what, why am I always the one that's initiating catch-ups? I'd really love it if sometimes you would think of me when you're doing things and invite me along, for example. We can have a lot of discomfort. You know, you might feel like, oh, I really want to be receiving more support in my life, but that feels foreign to me to have other people support me because I'm used to being the one that supports everybody else. So I want you to notice where you actually feel a bit triggered and uncomfortable about receiving more. Just notice what comes up. So now we come into doing some work around how do we feel more safe opening up to receive more. So what causes us to kind of block off to the flow of receiving, so to create a block so that the energy that wants to flow towards us can't come in, or we push it away, or we sabotage it, or an opportunity comes and we close off, is that it feels unfamiliar to us. And things that often feel unfamiliar to us feel unsafe based on our self-perception, our identity, and what we believe we deserve. I remember hearing this fantastic example around this, around love and why self-love is so important when it comes to calling in love. And this particular guy, I think I was listening to a podcast episode where he was talking about it. And he said, you know, we can only accept the level of love that feels comfortable and familiar and safe to our nervous systems. So if we've grown up or just have this feeling of not experiencing a lot of love, then if love comes towards us, we may very likely close off to it and reject it and shut down to it, even though it's the very thing that we want. Or we just won't notice that it's flowed our way and we'll keep focusing on how that person isn't loving us, even though they're actually doing a lot to show their love for us. It's like we won't see it. So this is why he was saying that self-love is so important, because you have to make the feeling, if we're just talking about love as an example right now, you have to make the feeling of being loved really familiar. Familiar to your nervous system, familiar to your body. And that's why he was saying when you practice self-love, it becomes a familiar feeling to be loved. It becomes comfortable to receive big amounts of love. But if we are withholding love from ourselves, not loving who we are, and we are used to the feeling of being criticized and judged and not loved, then because that feels comfortable and familiar, it's what we know, that's what we will accept from others. But you can imagine if you started on a self-love practice where you were committed to deeply loving yourself every day, to showering yourself in the type of love that you want to receive, filling yourself up, complimenting yourself, appreciating yourself, acknowledging yourself, celebrating yourself, giving yourself affection and kindness and care and all the things that you would love to be receiving. If that's the level of love that you are creating within yourself, and then someone came along and tried to give you half of that, tried to treat you in a way that was a lot less than that, tried to criticize you or judge you, you would reject it and say, I don't accept behavior like that. This is how I deserve to be treated. The standard would have raised, right? The bar would have raised of the level of love that you feel safe receiving and that you know you deserve to receive. And that causes you to then call that out from the external world, to manifest other people, situations that meet you at the level of love that you believe you deserve to receive and that feels safe and comfortable to you. And so then when someone comes into your life and wants to just love you and support you and celebrate you, you're like, yeah, of course, because that's what I deserve, because that's familiar to me, because that's what I'm used to experiencing. And so I'm totally able to receive that. Thank you. I will receive that. There's nothing in me that is blocking it. And so we just want to clear out these blocks to receiving, because you are fully worthy and deserving of receiving. But if it's unfamiliar, this also ties in with money. The reason we don't say call in more money or experience greater abundance, or this is something I've noticed, I seem to be able to manifest the same amount of money very easily, but you know, doubling that seems to be a real challenge for me. This is something I'm exploring. Because the level of money we're used to receiving becomes very safe and familiar to us. We feel comfortable with it. It becomes what we expect. There's a certain state of being and way of living and energy that's associated with making that type of money. And our nervous system is used to that. Our bodies are used to that. And therefore, because that's what we feel comfortable with, we will just keep manifesting it. And anytime you want to call in more, say you want to call in more money, it's about expanding your energy field, and your mindset, and your feeling of safety around that moreness so that it starts to feel really comfortable and familiar and okay. Because if you have blocks around receiving more money, or you're just not used to, say, receiving double the amount, you will reject it. You'll sabotage. Part of you will push it away because another part of you says it's not safe or familiar for me to be receiving that. That's not what I'm used to. So here's the way that I work with receiving more, particularly if you've never received at that level before. You've never received, if you're stepping into brand new territory where you're like, okay, I want to receive more now, and that's completely unfamiliar to me and I've never received at that level before. We work with it energetically in a meditative type of practice and in our imaginations and in doing our inner work around it before perhaps we try to create it externally. And so what this is about is working with your energy to allow it to open and feel safe to receive whatever it is that you want to call in, and to notice what comes up in you around receiving that and work through that. Whether it's an inner story, a fear, a doubt, to unpack that and understand where that came from and work through that, right? And to shift your mindset into what would I need to think and believe then to be fully safe and feel okay to receive this at this level. So identify something, I've taken you through it in the workbook, but identify something there that you really want to receive, that you want to receive more of. Do you want to receive more support in the form of, people reaching out to you and saying they're thinking of you, supporting you and helping you out with things, more affection and love from your partner, more opportunities in your work, more money, more like-minded friends? And understand, this isn't about trying to control other people and get what we want or need from them or control the universe, but it is about claiming what we desire and making that okay and saying, this is what I desire, and I don't quite know how this is going to happen and whether it will come through this person or another person, but when we really come into the energy of it, we can evoke very different things from people because they're just mirrors of us and what we believe we deserve and what we think we what we will and won't tolerate as well. So we can change the standard. So think about something, sometimes what comes to mind for me is obviously money. That's a big place we can explore receiving more, and money is just energy. So it's just allowing more energy in, opening up to allow in more energy and to hold more energy. Love is another one that's beautiful. Think about what that would look like for you. Is it a particular opportunity? Is it something you want to manifest? Identify it. And what I like to do is sit with it almost like it's sitting in front of me, right? So it's like a ball of energy, this thing that I want to receive. And imagine you've got this ball of energy within it is what you want to receive. Inside that ball of energy, that's where it is. And just really start to tune into the energy of it and notice what it feels like. Let's work with money because it's just a tangible, easy thing to explore. Let's say we're talking about doubling your income, for example. And notice that amount of money sitting, say, in this ball in front of you. And it has an energy to it. So say your current income versus, say, double your current income, they have a different energetic vibration to them. So what we want to do is start to notice and feel the energetic vibration of what this desire is, what it feels like. Does it feel like it has more freedom, more lightness, more expansion, more security? Do you feel more safe? Do you feel more taken care of? Do you just feel more content? So this thing you want to receive, what feelings does it contain? What will it give you? How will you feel different in the receiving of it? And when you can identify that, you can see how you need to shift your energy to come into alignment with it. Because again, if I want to call in double my income, but right now my whole energy is radiating, that's hard, that's impossible. What will people think of me if I'm making that much money? How will I manage that much money? All of that, they're all my blocks to receiving. So you might want to journal about them and unpack them, but here's what I do when I want to call in more. I just work with the energy of it and I start to make the feeling of living that and receiving that really comfortable and familiar to me through working in a meditation. So I'll hold the energy of it almost like in this big ball. What you want to do is allow your body to open and relax and just start to imagine this energy flowing towards you and on you. The energy of what you want, the energy of your desire. I used to do this before I wanted to call in a relationship. I would sit my man, didn't even know what he looked like at that point, as an energy in front of me. And I would imagine myself receiving his energy and I'd call it in so that I could become comfortable and familiar with having his presence in my space. So hold the energy and just allow it to start to wash over you. Maybe it's a more beautiful, like-minded friends. Maybe it's a new opportunity in your career. Maybe it's more money. Maybe it's just you want to receive more joy. Maybe it's more support, letting people help you. Maybe it's more care, more affection. Just imagine your energy field, your body, your shoulders coming back, your heart's opening, your body's opening to receive it. And just feel it as an energy moving towards you, washing over you and integrating into your body and your energy field. And what happens to you when you connect with it? What happens in your body when the energy of what you desire to receive flows in? How do you shift and change? As you can see, I smile. There's just more joy here. Just feel it flow in. And you might start to say things like, it is safe for me to receive this amount of money, or it is safe for me to receive more love. It is safe for me to receive support. It is safe for me to receive my next big opportunity, that promotion perhaps. It's safe for me to receive more attention, whatever it is you want. And I will just sit and meditate with this energy so it starts to become more familiar to me, so I can imagine what it would be like to live this way. Maybe you start to see what life would look like, how you'd be moving through your life if you were receiving this, if you could lean back and allow this all to come in. What difference would it make for you? How would you be walking and moving through your life? And what would you be thinking and believing? What is different in your mindset? This person, this woman that has been able to receive all of this, how is she thinking differently, speaking to herself differently? What does she believe? What is the standard now of what she wants to receive? You can also use an affirmation like, I am worthy and deserving of. Because in order to feel worthy, really it's just clearing out all those stories that tell you you're not worthy, because you are always worthy. You already are. And when you actually come in to just connect with the energy of it and allow it to flow in, you can feel the full worthiness and deservingness of it. It's only if your mind rejects it because of one of your old stories. And when you identify an old story, write it down. And then you can come into an affirmation instead every day and just be like, I am worthy and deserving of receiving more money. I'm worthy and deserving of being paid this amount for the work that I do in the world. I am worthy and deserving of receiving the devotional love of a committed man. I'm worthy and deserving of receiving more support from my partner. I'm worthy and deserving of having magical opportunities come my way. I am worthy and deserving of beautiful, like-minded friends that inspire me. I am worthy and deserving of receiving more support from the universe. Whatever it is. and actually just say that as an affirmation, and you're reprogramming yourself, and then make it familiar so that your nervous system no longer rejects the energy of it when it flows in. And if you want to go a little bit deeper, if you feel like there are core wounds around worthiness, write that out in your journal. Where did that come from? Where did you pick that up, that belief system that says you are not worthy and deserving of that? And actually make the choice to let it go. You can choose to upgrade your mindset. You can choose to rewrite a new story. All this work we've been doing around self-love as well, it naturally increases your sense of self-worth. Because the way that you are treated, the amount of love that you allow yourself to receive, the amount of care, it boosts your confidence. It when you show that level of love to yourself, that level of care, that level of kindness, that level of compassion, you're actually communicating, I'm giving this to you because you deserve it. I'm giving this to you because you're worthy of it. And it's when we withhold that from ourselves that we are then are communicating, I'm not going to do this for you because you don't deserve it. I'm not going to do this for you because you're not worthy of it. I'm not going to speak up and ask for what I really need here because my needs aren't important. So understand the way that you are choosing to treat yourself, the way that you're allowing others to treat you, is sending out a message about what you believe you deserve. And you can change that by choosing to ask for more and also choosing to give more to yourself and treat yourself differently. And that will completely shift your sense of self-worth around what you believe you are deserving and worthy of receiving. Let me see if there's anything final I want to touch on here. I sit here in that start of the workbook, and I want to leave this with you as a final thing. You can also, when you're working on those affirmations, take it further and write a whole story, a whole new inner story. Write it out in the pages of your journal around what you believe you are worthy and deserving of, what you're ready to call in, what you want to receive, and I want you to up it in every level. So look at what you're currently receiving and see if you can stretch. What's the next level? Where do I want more? What would doubling that look like? Actually write it out, everything that you want. Write it out in terms of I am worthy and deserving of receiving. I am ready to receive. I'm opening up to receive. I'm now calling in. And actually write it out as, this is part of our manifestation work. It will tie into next class. Actually begin declaring to the universe what you want and communicating that you're worthy and deserving of receiving it. And then take whatever steps are needed to show up in life in a way that communicates that. Through what you will say yes and no to, through the places that you might pull your energy in from so much giving and begin to put in a boundary, from the places that you might look at why are you giving to get and why do you think that's the only way that you can get what you need, to pull that back in and to find new ways to get your needs met, usually through having a conscious conversation around it. And doing the inner work first to feel safe asking for that, and then to communicate it either to the universe or to whoever has the ability to bring that to you. Because you deserve to receive more, and you deserve to receive everything you want to receive. And yes, that happens within ourselves, us meeting our own needs, but we're also allowed to ask it from others. Yeah, we definitely are. All right, my love, enjoy that class. Enjoy working through this big work. And I look forward to talking to you in our final class next week.